Now, take a moment while you're standing in line to see Wall Street this weekend and actually study that line. Is it straight? Does it curve? How long would the line have to be before you'd give up on the movie and just go grab a pizza? It turns out there's a whole army of scientists dedicated to pondering just those sort of questions. They're researching, among other things, how businesses such as fast food chains can move customers along more efficiently. We've invited line expert Richard Larson to tell us more about how all this works. He's a professor at MIT, and he joins us from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
So tell us some of the secrets to this profession. How long does a line have to be before a customer will look at it and say, no way, and turn around?
It depends totally on the circumstance. If you're working in a city and you've got seven errands to do during your lunch hour, you don't want to wait at all. You see a minute or two delay, and then you'll leave. If you're waiting for rock concert tickets and the line itself is a social event, you might camp out there overnight. You know, so it very much relies on the people involved and what pressures he or she has on their time. So there's no one rule this way or that way.
Uh-huh. I had read researchers in Taiwan, I think it was this summer, had tried to come up with some sort of equation that factored in length of the line, mean arrival rate, all sorts of other things, and come up with a formula for it.
Yeah, well, let me give you an example of why that doesn't work. Because some researchers in Duke University years ago found out that social justice or social fairness in lines is often viewed more important to customers than the actual wait. So they found out that people would prefer, let's say in fast food, they would prefer a Wendy's line, which is a serpentine single line, first come, first serve, that had twice the wait than a competitor's multi-line system. So you have to figure out which of six lines to join. Then there's always this stress that somebody who joins a parallel line next to you can get their burgers and fries before you, and that adds to the stress of the day. And so people would prefer not to experience that.
So it's all about if you think that the people waiting in line with you are waiting just as long, you don't mind it so much as if you think they might be sneaking up 17 seconds before you.
That's right. In fact, I even had a PhD thesis student here at MIT do an entire thesis on this topic. The event that occurs is called slips and skips. So if you're standing in one parallel line and somebody in another one slips ahead of you and gets served before you, you're a victim. You experience a slip. But that person benefits from skipping over you in the sequence of things. And so the person who's the victim feels a lot more pain than the person who's the beneficiary. And so that's why you want to avoid lines like that.
Richard Larson, he's a professor of engineering at MIT, and he joined us from the MIT studio in Cambridge. Richard Larson, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
And this is NPR News.